marriage, you need breakthrough. You ain't getting any younger. Amen. You need breakthrough. And only God can move. And people, like, how can God help me with a man? How can God help me with a woman? Listen, God makes people. He is the one who makes people. He will break through for you in that area. So people were sleeping, woke up. Just woke up. I just saw people just. Yeah, no. Now you're preaching, my. You know you're preaching, Pastor. But guys, you do need breakthrough in these areas. You need breakthrough with family. You've been preaching to your family for however long. Get saved. Get your heart right. Do this. Do that. And they're still not getting saved. You need God to break through in their hearts for them to accept Jesus. You need breakthrough in that. You need breakthrough with your emotions. Emotionally charged. Emotionally. Oh, man. Let me just preach it, man. You're too emotional. This isn't good. God did not give you this emotions to control you, but He gave you dominion over those emotions. And you come to church and your face is just like, and it's like you have to have breakthrough with your emotions, with your feelings. You need breakthrough in that. It's not normal. It's not normal when your emotions are out of control. That day, one minute you're high, next minute you're low. One minute you're high, next minute you're low. That's not good. God gave us dominion. You need breakthrough now. Feelings, emotions. You need breakthrough. We need breakthrough in this church. We don't want a church of just 50 or so people. We want the whole city. We want financial breakthrough for our church so we can do more, so we can buy buildings, so we can buy houses to put the homeless in. We need breakthrough in this church. We need spiritual breakthrough. We don't want a carnal church where people are more excited about the praise and worship than someone prophesying or we call an all-night prayer and only one person turns up. We need people who would be hungry for the things of God. We need breakthrough in that, the spiritual things, amen. We don't want to be carnal Christians. We want to be spirit-filled Christians who are on fire for the Lord, amen. We want men and women who will stand. That's what we want. We need it. We need this. This is what you need. Not what. You know, sometimes there's a difference between what you need and what you want. God knows what you need, not what you want. And we need breakthrough. We need a spirit-filled church. Holy Ghost fire. Amen. So when people come in, sinners. You know when a sinner walks in. In fact, don't even walk in just the perimeter of this church. There's this like this thing in this church. The Holy Ghost is just flowing out. We begin to see people, the prostitutes cannot stand. Unless if they're standing, they get saved. Amen. They think, man, what is going on in there? That's what we need. We need to be the beacon. We need to be the light for this city. And for that to happen, we need spiritual breakthrough in the city. We need the Holy Ghost to get hold of our nation, of this city, to get hold of hearts in this city, in this church. We need men and women who will be on fire. You've lost your fire. You need breakthrough. You can't pray. You need breakthrough. You don't like the preaching of the word no more. You need breakthrough. You know, some people come to church, you don't like the word no more. That's demonic. It's demonic to not like the word. Only Satan's the only one. He doesn't like the word of God. He runs from it. And if you start feeling, you need breakthrough. You need to break through from them demons. need breakthrough. You know, we've got the pharmaceutical industry, who's one of the richest industry in the world. They spend hundreds and billions each year on research for different drugs and diseases. These people are willing to spend billions to get breakthrough on medicines that would help the population. They're willing to spend. They're willing to do whatever it takes. Why? Because they want breakthrough. They want breakthrough. And for us to have spiritual breakthrough, we're going to have to spend a lot of time in the prayer room. That's what we're going to do. You can preach in town. We can preach and you can know the Bible. Listen, you can preach this thing without being filled with the Holy Ghost. You can preach it. It's just wisdom, knowledge. There's theologians out there who know the Bible better than, but they're not filled with the Holy Ghost. Think about Peter. Peter was a man who was uneducated of the things of God. And you had these Sadducees and these Pharisees who knew the Bible inside out. They knew it. But the Bible says it was Peter and all the other disciples, all the other apostles who caused revival to break out. Why? Because they were Holy Ghost filled. They had breakthrough. We need breakthrough. We need. In our nation today, we need. In this nation, this country, we're going to a thing tomorrow. A thing in school. They want to teach young kids, 5-year-olds, about transgenderism. We need breakthrough in our nation. These are your kids. What, you're not going to have kids? If you're not going to have kids, that's fine. That's cool. That's no problem. But I know most of you want to have kids. They're going to teach your kids that stuff. We need breakthrough. We need breakthrough. Spiritual breakthrough. We need it. You can have breakthrough today. Amen. For breakthrough to happen, you are going to have to put in the work before God intervenes. You have to put in the work. Let me teach you here, guys. Many of us want breakthrough, but we are not willing to put in the work for actual breakthrough to happen in our lives. You expect God to sort out your finances. You pray, God, give me a job. God, give me a promotion. God, give me this, give me that. But you are not willing to do your part. You're not willing to step out in faith. You pray, God, I need this. And God says, okay, I want you to step out in faith. And you can't step out in faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible. And God is saying, for you to get breakthrough, you're going to have to play your part. There's a part that you play, young man. There's a part that you're going to play. You see, in our scripture, we have the widow's wife. And she comes to Elisha. Her husband was one of the prophets, was one of the guys who served God with Elisha. In fact, the Bible describes him as Elijah's servant. So he served. He might have been Elisha's disciple or something. And Elisha was discipling him. But the Bible says this woman's husband dies. He dies, and now this woman, she's in debt. She's a widow. She has no one else. She has 2 sons. And the Bible says she comes to Elisha and says, Man of God, listen, my husband. And people tell sad stories. My husband's dead. The debt collectors are coming to take my 2 sons and to take them into slavery. Because I'm in debt. Now, some people think, man, Elisha's a bit harsh. Why didn't he hug her and say, oh, it's all right? Why didn't God cause? Because he was a man of God. Listen, he was a man of God. And she tries to use that. He was a man of God. He preached. He did this. But look at what Elijah says. Elijah instructs her to say, he asks her, first of all, he asked her, look, the woman said, I have nothing. I have nothing to give. And so it's a strange question when Elisha says, what have you got? what have you got? And the Bible says, the woman says, hey, I have, I've got a jar of oil, small jar of oil. And so Elijah, I'm probably thinking, if you imagine, he's just standing there. This woman's there, the kids are there, little boys, two little boys. And so he says, listen, go to all your neighbors and ask them for jars, empty jars. And so the sons are there running, collecting jars from the neighbors. And then he says, go into your house, shut the door, and pour the oil into every jar, these empty jars. Collect as many jars as you can. And so the Bible says these kids run around, they collect jars, they go, they give the mom the jars, she begins to pour the oil. And as she's pouring oil, this is where the miracle happens. Because this little jar fills up all of these other jars. Until there was no more jars in the whole estate, in her neighborhood. And the Bible says the oil stopped. If you look, and this is something we can learn, she needed breakthrough. Her sons are about to be taken into slavery. She's broke. Her husband's dead. She needed breakthrough. Amen? She needed financial break. I need financial break. And the Bible says, Elisha says, sir, take some of these oil jars, go to the market and sell them and make money. Pay your debtors, and then the rest you live on. You notice that there's a lot of instructions that Elisha, the man of God, gives them. He doesn't do it for her. I don't see anywhere where Elijah's running around trying to collect. Sometimes you think the pastor's there to, you know, give you a job. Pastor, I need a job. I need money. Yeah? I need money as well. But the Bible says that Elisha doesn't do anything for, he just instructs her and says, hey, you do it. You have a part. And as many jars as she collected is the amount of jars that were filled. No more, no less. What have you got? Oh, but I've only got a little bit of faith. Just a tiny bit. Mustard seed of faith. That's all I have. That's enough for the Lord. Amen. That's enough. For breakthrough to happen, all you need is a little bit of, just a little bit of faith to step out. And as you step out, God moves. Somehow now you don't know. Now she might have been looking at that jar of oil and thinking, how is it that I'm pouring this thing and it never runs out? I don't understand. And she's filling these massive jars. How is this working? And she's probably looking at the jar, pouring, and shaking it, thinking, man, what's going on? Because when God moves, you won't understand. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Amen? And so sometimes we want God to break through this way, but he breaks through that way. You think, wow. The way you think God is going to break through is not how God is going to break through for you. But you, with your little mustard seed of faith, just have to step out in faith. God said, if you have a little mustard seed of faith, you can say to this mountain, move to the sea, and it would. Now, some theologians try to say, hey, that was this, is this, you know, is this an illustration? No, the Bible is actually saying a physical mountain. Move from there, go off to there. Just a little faith. We're going to pray tonight. And you're going to say, but Pastor, I've tried everything. I'm not asking you what you've tried. Pastor, I've done everything. I've prayed. I've fasted. I've done this. I've done that. I'm not asking you what you've done. God isn't asking you what you've done. I don't care what you've done. God doesn't care what you've done. But what I'm asking you is, have you got a mustard seed of faith to get breakthrough? Just a small amount of faith. Small, tiny. she had to play her part to get rid of the debt. You see, Elijah did nothing for her. For you to get breakthrough, you are going to have to play your part. They poured the oil and poured and poured and poured until, you see, God has no limits. It's when the jars run out that the oil stopped. She could have continued to bring more jars and the oil would have kept on flowing. That shows us something about God, that God is limitless, but we have the limits. That's what that shows us. And if we would have faith, just a tiny mustard seed of faith, God can move. Natalie was telling me about her friend who she's been trying for a baby for, or her friend's cousin who's been trying for a baby for many years. I don't know if you guys know what IVF is. It's where you take the woman's egg, you take the sperm, and you sort of put them together and then you put it back into the woman. And to do IVF is very expensive. I'm talking about thousands and thousands. And she's so desperate for a baby. And so there's a woman, Natalie's friend, she's not a Christian, but they're on this group. And on this group, she's the only non-Christian, but the others, you know, obviously Natalie, and then there's another pastor's wife on there, and then there's this other Christian. There's like four or five of them. And so she put on a group, and she doesn't believe in God. She's like, guys, can you just pray for my cousin to, you know, that this thing works for her? And so they prayed. Think about it. She had a little faith that, okay, I might not believe in this God, but I have heard miracles before. And she did that, and they prayed for her, and this woman got pregnant. And we just pray. I pray that the pregnancy lasts and it goes full term. But she became pregnant. Can you imagine? She contacted a Christian. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Amen. It's who you know. You know the Lord, He can move for you. Amen. And she said, she was so excited. And I'm like, man, that's amazing. She needed breakthrough. Acts 2:1 says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues of as fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with one another in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They needed breakthrough. Jesus had gone. Man, this Jesus, you told us you would never leave us nor forsake us, and now you're gone. And these people are after us, and the Bible says they're in the upper room and they have that little bit of faith. They're afraid. That's why they were there together, huddled up. God, move. We need you to move. And they're praying and asking for the Holy Ghost to come down. God, move for us. And the Bible says God sends His Holy Ghost down, and they begin to speak in tongues, and they get all brave and encourage, and they go out and they begin to speak. And Peter preaches one of the best sermons that you'll probably ever hear. And 3,000 people added into the kingdom in one day. Amen. Praise God for that. In one day. And this is what we need. He needed breakthrough. He was like, man, we need breakthrough. Listen, God, if you don't pour out your Spirit, what are we going to do? We can't do this. By ourselves, we cannot win Sheffield by ourselves. We need some Holy Ghost filled Christians, men and women, who would be filled with the Holy Ghost. We don't care about your talents. We don't care about your abilities. What we care about is, are you Holy Ghost filled? Amen. On fire for the Lord. Know the Bible. Willing to preach and stand for truth. That's what we need. For us to win this city, we're going to need some on fire. The Bible says they were filled with the Holy Ghost. We have the disciples. They're in the upper room. They're afraid. They needed breakthrough. They did their part. They prayed. Some of you moan all the time. You moan, moan, moan. This isn't happening for me. This is, I need God to move in this. I need God to move in that. You moan, but I never see you praying. I don't get it. You need breakthrough, but you never pray. I don't understand. And you come to the preacher. I'm not some juju man who's going to be able to give you some magical thing like, okay, go into this fountain. See, if I was to say that to some of you, you'd be the yes, pastor. Go on, tell it to me. Go into the fountain when it comes to 12 o'clock. I want you to cut yourself and then jump in. And then you get break. I bet you some of you will do that. But come to the prayer room and pray. Nah, that's too easy, pastor. That's too easy. I want the hard stuff. I want it to be hard, pastor. No, it's as simple as coming to the prayer room and praying. Get in your prayer closet and praying. It's not easy. It's hard. There's no magical pill. There's nothing I can give you. I'm just a man, just like most of you. I'm just a man. I'm just a man. So if you want breakthrough, I'm telling you about the person who gives breakthroughs. It's not from a man. It's not going to be. I've been coming to this church for the last 2 years and no. You need God to move. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear them from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. If my people are called by my name, my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, amen, shall humble themselves. That's your part. You humble yourself, amen. That's your part. You humble yourself and pray. That's again your part. The Bible says, and you pray and you seek my face. Once again, that's your part that you're praying, and turn away from their wicked ways. That's again your part that you're playing. And the Bible says, I will hear them from heaven. That's God's part. Amen. And God says, I will hear them from heaven and forgive their sins. That's once again God's part. And I will heal their land. That's God's part. And God's saying to us, that first of all, you have to do your part. You have to humble yourself. You have to begin to pray. You have to begin to seek my face. And as you do your part, I will come in and I will give you breakthrough. The Bible says, I will heal you. I will heal your lands. I will heal your homes. I will bring salvation. I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will give you. But you do your bit. It doesn't say, I will heal your land and so on and so forth, and then you repent and know. He says, you do your part first and I pray. You want breakthrough? You pray first. And then the breakthrough comes. You fast first and then the breakthrough comes. You want revival to happen in this church? You go out on outreach first, amen. And preach the gospel and revival will come. You want Holy Ghost? You want a Holy Ghost-filled church? You need to stop offending the Holy Spirit by sinning. You need to stop quenching him and being so carnal. Do your part. See, as we close, we all need some type of breakthrough. But as the men and women of God, you need to do your part. I don't know what it is that you're going through. But one thing I do know is that you need it. Who here needs breakthrough, amen? Praise the Lord. So I'm going to be praying for a lot of people. And all I ask from you, you say, oh, but I don't have any. I'm not asking you for anything. But are you willing to pray? It's your part to pray. It's your part to fast. It's your part to flee temptation. It's your part to have faith. That's your part that you play. That's you. That's all you. But then God moves. But there's a part that you play. God bless you. Let's have every head bowed, all eyes closed.